Welcome to another episode of the Inspired Biz Podcast. I am your host, Amber Wyrock. As the owner of a successful social media and digital marketing agency, I have scaled my business, grown my team, and established my place in my market. Now, I am ready to bring that expertise to emerging and developing social media managers, virtual assistants, and aspiring agency owners. On this show, I teach practical tips, provide dependable resources, and of course, share inspiring stories to help you build a solid foundation for your own business. If you're ready to grow your online biz and not just create another job for you to do, you're in the right place. So let's dig in. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Inspired Biz. I'm so excited to have you guys here with me today. I'm just feeling super inspired in this new year, and I hope that you are too. I think that 2023 has so much possibility that it holds, and not just for me, for you too. You know, there's sometimes this kind of daunting feeling of it's a new year and I have to set goals, I have to set resolutions, and instead, this year, I am having this sense of I get to. I have another opportunity, another year that is ahead of me in my business, in my life, and I'm here for it. So I hope you are too. And if you're not quite there yet, that's okay. Take a listen to some of these episodes, and maybe you'll find yourself feeling that same inspiration and that same excitement around what this year can hold. So I do want to just mention that I am currently opening up my coaching packages. So if you are in a place where you're thinking, I'm ready to start my social media management business, or I'm ready to dive into the virtual online space, or I'm already doing it, but I'm just not seeing the traction or getting the traction that I really want, then this coaching package is for you. But I have limited space available for my one-on-one coaching. So if you are ready to take that step of investing in you, don't delay. Let's do it. Let's set your business on the right track for 2023 and let's dive into it. I personally have had multiple coaches in the process of me starting my business, and I've had three very different ones, actually. I started out in a group coaching program. It was so instrumental in me really getting some of the foundations laid and even honestly making the leap into deciding to go full-time in my business. I have worked in a one-on-one setting with a business coach that has really helped me with getting my SOPs in place, getting my structures in place, getting my team going. All of those things were so, so much a part of the coaching that I received from that one-on-one coach. And I'm actually currently in a coaching relationship with someone who is helping me with my podcast. So I have had three different very unique coaches. I've had that group experience, I've had the one-on-one experience, and now I have this super niched down coaching experience that I'm in. And guys, every single one of those experiences has taught me so much, has really helped me refine my focus and take things to the next level, whether it's my general business or it's my podcast. And so I just want to encourage you that if you are sitting back going, but does coaching really help? I am personally telling you that I need coaching. You need coaching. Everyone needs coaching because you don't know what you don't know. You don't know. So lean into it. And if you are looking to connect with a coach that is specifically here to help you start your virtual business or grow your virtual business, I would love to chat with you. Check out the show notes. The link is in there. But today I'm actually going to talk about a topic that comes up very often with the VAs and the social media managers, and honestly, in general, any service providers that I have coached with. And today I'm going to answer my most asked question. This question comes up all the time. I have people in my DMs asking me about this. It is something that causes a lot of VAs and social media managers to stumble, and it can be really confusing. And so I'm super excited to bring this episode to you because it is a big question, and I bet if you are a service provider, you have this question too. So today we're going to talk about how to understand the value of your services and how to price them accordingly. So if you are in that boat where you're like, oh yeah, I know I have that question and I get really hung up or really caught up on this, then you need to buckle up because we're going to dive into it. We are going to get into this. I do also want to point out, just so you know, there is a download available in the show notes that is going to be a worksheet that you can work through this with. So take a listen to the full episode, but please be sure to get that free download because, guys, it's going to help you really take what you learned today in this episode and apply it, and actually on the other side of it, have some tangible resources that you can use in your own business. So why is this such a common struggle? Why do so many people, myself included when I first got started, why do so many people struggle with this particular issue in their business, and especially in service-based industries? I think that one of the biggest challenges is the way that we think. You know, as a service provider, we truly believe that the services that we bring to the table are needed and important. And I think that in order to be a service provider, there is a certain heart or a certain mindset that is there that sometimes can make it hard for us to have money conversations. It can sometimes make it hard for us to price ourselves in a way, and not just price, but value ourselves in a way that is going to make maybe someone have to walk away from it because they're not in a place where they can afford it. It's hard. I have been there before, and I really want to challenge this mindset because we struggle with that idea, but then so often no one else does, right? So think about it this way. If you walked into a store and they had something on the shelf that you really wanted, that you really needed. It wasn't even a want, it was a need. I need this item. I need it in my life. I need it for my family. I need it for my business, whatever the need might be, but it is not just a want, it is a need. So you walk into the store and you see the price that they have on this custom-made item that is specifically like exactly what you need. Now, would you walk up to the owner or the person who made that item and tell them, well, that price is too high. I think actually I should be able to pay this amount for it. No, you know that whatever went into making that, the hours that it made to create it, the expertise, the experience, the materials. Oh, don't even get me started on materials right now. Everything is so expensive. So all of that goes into creating it. And if it was something that you truly need, you wouldn't come in and lowball them. You would, one, either figure out how to get it, or two, prioritize and save up to be able to get it. But you wouldn't just come in and say, well, actually, I think about a 50% of that is what I should pay you. And I know that there's probably going to be someone sitting here and they're thinking, well, actually, I do that. And I totally get it. There are people who go into stores and negotiation is the name of the game. But most of us do not do that. If something is a need, we either just get it and we make accommodations, or we find a way to save or move things around in order to get it eventually. So today, as we're thinking about that, as we're thinking about how we wouldn't walk into a store and try to negotiate price most of the time, at least not to lowball. And honestly, even if we did negotiate the price and they came back and said, no, this is why, this is what goes into it, this is why I have it priced that way, we would find a way to buy the thing that we need, right? So today I'm going to bring, I call them truth bombs for you, because they are things that we have to really, like, they're going to kind of blow up some of our mindset a little bit. And we have to be willing to accept some of this if we're going to confidently value and then price our services. So my first truth bomb that I'm bringing to you today, it's going to blow up a really common misconception, okay? And that misconception is that we exchange time for money. Guys, time is not the only factor that goes into how we price. We have to stop exchanging time for dollars. There's only so much time, right? But our value is so much greater than that. There's so much more value in what we do than just the time that it takes us to complete it. And I would challenge that thinking, if you're really good at your job and it takes you a quarter of the time, a fraction of the time that it would take someone else to do that same task, does that mean that you should get less? Because truthfully, that probably means that you have expertise and skills that other people don't have. So we have to start changing that mindset of exchanging time for dollars. There is so much more that goes into how we price. And I'm going to cover some of those things here. Some of the things that you want to consider when you're thinking about what actually people are paying for They are paying for the time that we spend executing the skill, of course. But they are also paying for the courses or the certification or the studying and the research that we've done to gain that knowledge or skill, the time, the books read, the articles read, the networking, you know, meetings that we've done, the coaching that we've done. All of those things also have to be factored into our pricing, into our value. We also have to factor in the convenience that we are offering by providing the service. Because even though many people, and I've run into this with people who have tried to hire me as a social media manager or as a digital marketer, they'll kind of say like, well, I could do it myself. But the reality is that they don't, which is why they're probably talking to you in the first place. Or they can't. Like they say they could, but they really can't. They can't do it the same way that you could. So we have to think about and factor in that convenience element. I am providing this service so that you don't have to, which then frees you up to do other things. We also have to evaluate the value that you are bringing to their business. So I just said that you providing this service, whatever that service may be, whether it's social media management or bookkeeping or whatever the service may be, you are freeing them up to invest more of their time in the area that only they can do, which means the value you bring to the business is exponential. Not only are you providing this incredible service, but you also are freeing them up to invest more of their time into the business. That is a huge value that you bring. So how much more income will they generate based off of the work that you do? And this value has to be factored in. And then finally, and this one, maybe it's debatable, but I actually think it's something to think about. You have to factor in the other clients that you will not be able to work with while you are serving this client. And this, I can see someone would say, well, like, but you've got a client, so why is that a problem? I'm only saying this to the person who is considering undervaluing themselves. If you say yes to this client at a deeply discounted rate, you are potentially having to say no to a client who would pay you what you are worth, would pay you the value that you should be getting. So I do factor this in. If I am saying yes to this client, potentially I will have to say no to another. And what is the valuation of that? What needs to go into it? So that's the first truth bomb. Time is not the only factor. We have to consider so much more when we are thinking about our services, the value of them, and how we will price them. Shifting our mindset in business is only half the battle. We all need practical tools and resources along the way to help us learn, evolve, and grow as a business owner. Here at The Inspired Biz, we are committed to sharing what we've learned along the way. And that is why we offer a variety of free resources for you as you're getting started or taking that next step. Check out the show notes for the most recent freebie and check out sociallyinspiredmanagement.com for a complete list of our resources and tools. The second truth bomb that I really, it's going to kind of like, it challenges my way of thinking, but it is so important, is the way you think about your pricing and how you communicate it speaks volumes to your potential clients. Get this. I was talking with someone recently and they had created a free course or a free masterclass. Totally normal. It's a great way to get your name out there. It's a great way to share it. They shared this free masterclass and they got very minimal engagement and interaction. She was bringing tons of value to the table, expert in her field, and she was kind of confused. Like, what? I have a pretty decent following. Why is no one signing up for this free, like I'm giving you this value? And so she got some coaching and she actually decided to do another very similar masterclass. And this time she charged. It was not a huge amount, but she charged for this masterclass. She realized I'm putting time, I'm putting value out there. It's important. And what her coach challenged her on was to think about it this way. When you don't charge anything, it's easy for people to assume that what you're bringing to the table isn't worth anything. Now, that's not the truth. she was bringing the same amount of worth, whether it was she was charging, you know, small fee or she was doing it for free. But the mindset of your consumer, of your audience, of your potential clients is that if it's free, it must not have much value. So why would I spend my time on that? So when she then charged a small fee, her enrollment went way up because it was communicating the value to her audience. Higher quality demands a higher fee. And anyone in business knows this. So when you undercharge, when you kind of deeply discount yourself, that doesn't exactly inspire confidence in your potential clients. When they look at that and they say, well, man, like I'm getting a bargain deal, but does that mean I'm getting bargain quality? So matching your pricing to the quality and to the expertise that you are bringing to the table, it actually communicates that more clearly with your audience and with your potential clients. Also, when you know your worth and you can confidently share it with those clients, it will attract them. They will feel like you are the expert and they can lean into that. When you come in and you're like, is this price okay? That to them, they're like, well, I don't know. Is it okay? I'm looking at you. You know this field. I don't. That's why they're trying to hire you. So being able to understand why you're pricing the way you are and why you're valuing your services the way you are, and then being able to communicate that effectively with your clients is going to inspire confidence. It's going to really attract them to your services. When I go into a discovery call, I can very quickly pick up on what their needs are. Sometimes the things that they say are their needs are their actual needs, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes there's other things that they're talking about, and I'm like, oh man, you really need X, Y, or Z service. And guys, when I can confidently say, hey, this is what I see. I know you got on this call because you thought you needed this, and that is definitely something we should add to the package. But I also see X, Y, and Z that we should probably discuss because it's going to help elevate your business. And here is what that looks like in a package. Guys, they may not be able or be at a place where they can take that on right away. But what that does do is inspire this confidence in them that I am the expert. They have come to the right place and I can help them and support them now and also in the future. Because just like we talked about, and when you have a need, you're going to find a way to invest in it, right? You're going to find a way to buy it. So how you price yourself actually tells your potential clients, your audience, your consumers a whole lot about the value and the expertise you're bringing to the table. And then another truth bomb that I would say is that pricing right can save you a lot of headaches. A lot of headaches. Making sure that you are priced appropriately is so important. Those red flag clients, right? The ones who want the world for pennies. Guys, I have been there. I have said yes to them, and I have dealt with the aftermath of that. And I'm telling you, when you price yourself right, and you stick to your pricing, those red flag clients, they're not going to be able to afford you or want to work with you. Another thing that this can save you from is the clients who don't have an appreciation or respect for what you do. When you come in and you say, this is what I offer and this is what it costs, and they're like, oh, you're just posting some things on social media. I could do that. Man, guys, that can sometimes be a little bit of a red flag, and it can definitely cause some headaches down the road. So I would encourage you price accordingly so you don't end up with some of those folks that you're working for that just don't appreciate or respect the work that you do. It also can save you from the headache of a client that isn't truly prepared to make a financial investment into their own business. I have been down this path, guys. It was very hard, but I realized that I had a couple of clients that while they were paying me, they weren't really in a place to go all in on their business. And it was ultimately making it really hard for me to do my job. And so when you price yourself accordingly, when you price yourself appropriately, it really causes a client, a potential client, to pause and say, am I there yet? Am I willing to put these kind of funds into this? Because when I say yes to this, like, that's an expensive expenditure, right? That's an investment. And if the investment costs them something, they need to really evaluate if it's worth the cost. So pricing yourself accordingly ends up attracting the right kind of clients who are actually ready for the services that you provide. And then the other thing that I think that pricing yourself accordingly is that you may actually notice that there is work that you just don't want to do, no matter how much they pay you for it. And I found myself in that place. When I first got started, I was kind of general VA, like just diving in. And there were pretty quickly some things where I was like, that's not really my cup of tea. That's not my joy. And so sometimes when you price yourself accordingly and you really understand the value and the expertise you're bringing, you can start to recognize some of the tasks that you don't want to do. And that will help you with that niching down, which is so, so helpful. And then finally, the truth bomb that I want to bring is, and that you really have to wrap your head around, is that when you price yourself accordingly, you won't land every client. And that is okay. If you are pricing yourself appropriately, there will be clients that won't be able to afford your services. There will be some that will, but there will be some that won't be able to. And that is okay, especially as you continue to grow in your experience, your portfolio grows, your expertise, you take more courses, your pricing has to match that accordingly. And you may run across some people that are just not at a place where they can afford your services. And that is okay. Another thing that this will help you understand when you wrap your head around the idea that I won't land every client is that you will help yourself avoid resentment and frustration that can really quickly come when you're doing tons of work and not making the income that you should. Again, this is all from experience. I have been there. I've been in that place where I'm putting out a ton of effort and not seeing the income that needs to come in for it, the amount of hours and time and all of the energy that I'm putting into it. And guys, that can very quickly build that sense of resentment and frustration within you. So wrapping your head around the idea that you won't land every client and that is okay will help you avoid that a ton. So all of these are a lot, and you actually might need to go back and re-listen to this because these truths are things that are, if you can really metabolize them, if you can really hold on to them, if you can really, you know, like accept them as truth, you are going to see something shift within yourself, the confidence that you have in your skills, in your pricing, and how you communicate that with current and potential clients. I do have this download. I told you guys about it at the beginning, and I would love for you to take a look at it. It is a valuation worksheet, and it helps you really start just putting down pen to paper and saying, these are the things that I have done really well. This is how I've grown my portfolio. These are the courses and the experience and all of the things. And it helps you really put that into place and really get away from just the idea of, well, my hourly rate is this. So therefore, if this takes me an hour and a half, then this is what I'm going to charge. It helps you look at the value you're bringing their business, at what you bring to the table, all of those elements. So I would encourage you to check out the show notes and get that download for yourself. It's free and it is 100% available to you to be able to get. And then I also am offering 2 free 30-minute valuation sessions. So if you are ready to dig into your specific offers and your specific services, and you want to work toward establishing some pricing that is appropriate for your business and your expertise, these sessions are for you. Guys, I'm only offering 2 free 30-minute valuation sessions, and it is first come, first serve. So the first 2, to email me at info@sociallyinspiredmanagement.com. I will book those with you. We will do those 30-minute sessions. And we will dig in specifically. So that valuation worksheet is a great tool to use, but these sessions will help us actually talk through what are your services, who's your ideal client, and how are we going to communicate what your pricing is to them. So that's about all I have for today. I really want to encourage you that I would love to hear from you. So while I love bringing content each week, I genuinely want to know who my audience is. So if you will take a quick moment to just right now go to the show notes and click the email amber@sociallyinspiredmanagement.com and just drop me a note, just a quick note to say, hey, or let me know what you're loving about the Inspired Biz, or even let me know what you'd like to hear more of. What is most inspiring to you or most helpful to you? I would love to connect with you as the audience of the Inspired Biz. I promise you, I will reply to each and every one of those emails. And I just want you to know, I appreciate you all so much. That is all I have for this week, and I will talk with you next time. You've just listened to another episode of the Inspired Biz Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you have found your business inspiration today, we want to know about it. We'd love to personally connect with you as our listener. So please take a moment to send an email to info@sociallyinspiredmanagement.com and let us know what you love about the Inspired Biz, which episode has impacted you the most, and what you'd like to hear more of. We also have a wide variety of resources available to you to help you get started in your own business. Check out sociallyinspiredmanagement.com for a full list of those resources. Finally, if you're ready to take your virtual business to the next level, check out the link in the show notes to set up a coaching discovery call. I would love to talk with you about your goals and how coaching can help you reach them. With that, until next time, stay inspired, friends.